This is Bill Stock and Violet Marcus of the Oral History Project 2 for the National Council of Jewish Women, and we are interviewing Roland Miller. Mr. Miller, would you please give us your address?
4320 Stanton Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA.
And your zip code, please?
15201.
And your phone number?
781-3450.
Mr. Miller, we are interested in your immediate family. Can you tell us something about your immediate family?
My father, Herschel Miller, and mother, Lena Miller, maiden name Lazier, were originally from Lithuania. It was a border town where they came from between Lithuania and Prussia. My father's father, my grandfather, owned a grist mill where people brought wheat to them and they ground it for flour.
Mr. Miller, you made a statement there. You said that who brought wheat to your parents?
The townspeople and the farmers. My mother's people had an inn where the travelers stopped and they had their meals there. My father came to this country around 1880. I don't know the exact year. And he was a carpenter, a cabinet maker by profession. And when he came to Pittsburgh with my mother's brother, they came and immediately, being a good carpenter, he was immediately employed. Later, he was married to my mother's sister, and they had 4 children, and she passed away. Later, my mother came to this country to take care of the 4 children and married my father, from which marriage we had in our immediate family. After that, 8 more children, which made 12 children on our family. I was born on Hazen Street and when moved to Dinwiddie Street when I was about 6 months old. After my father came to this country and worked a while, he later went into the building business for himself and built numerous and repaired many other buildings. Later, my brother Bill went with him in the business and they expanded quite a bit. In our home on Dinwiddie Street, my father had an office on the 2nd floor front in which he kept all his accounts and the subcontractors and workers were paid on the weekends by coming into the house and into the office.
Mr. Miller, would you like to tell us about how your sisters and brothers, you said there were four, if this is correct, you said there were four children when your parents came to this country, and then there were eight more. What were the names of the children, and would you like to tell us a little bit about them?
Well, I'll tell you the names of the children in the order in which they were born. Lois Miller was the oldest. Then there was Jacob, William, Celia, and then Bessie, Rachel, Rebecca, Eva, Jean, Aaron, Roland, and Esther.
Where did all of these children live? Did they all live with your parents on Dinwiddie Street?
Yes, the children all lived with my parents on Dinwiddie Street. And we had a three-story house in the third floor front. The three boys, Lou, Bill, and Jacob, lived. And then we had a bathroom on the third floor. And in the larger room on the third floor, there was a dormitory-type room, a large room, where the girls slept with numerous beds. And there was also a small room on the third floor and back. On the second floor, my parents slept. And in the back little room was a room for myself and my brother Aaron. It was a gravity furnace home with a stone front and a brick sidewall and back, with a brick backyard paved with bricks. And in the back of the house, we had a porch with which my dad built. And on the porch, he built a sukkah. And the sukkah consisted of some removable walls on the outside. And on the roof, there was a tin roof with a cover which you could remove on sukkahs, and on which we placed leaves and branches and all kinds of greenery. Inside the sukkah, I was the one who hung up all the apples and fruit and baseball cards on the walls. And on sukkah, we ate our meals there.
Stop.
Okay. Mr. Miller, do you recall how old you were when you lived on Dinwiddie Street and were responsible for putting the food inside the sukkah?
I was about 8 years old when I assumed those duties and continued till I was about 13 after my bar mitzvah at the Beth Jacob Synagogue. Now, we belonged to the Beth Jacob Synagogue, where I went with my dad, and that was on Townsend on Franklin Street. At that time, the women were placed on the balcony and the men on the first floor. They had a crater there, which I was originally to be a pupil, but I had a little tiff with the teacher, and my schooling there amounted to one day. After that, my dad decided I was a little recalcitrant to attend the crater, so he had a rabbi come to the house to tutor me in Hebrew, which I continued for several years, and which I had two or three rabbis. One was named Rabbi Kaplan and Rabbi Bear. And Rabbi Bear was the rabbi which tutored me in my bar mitzvah duties. I was bar mitzvah at the Beth Jacob Synagogue. Later, my dad went into the building business on a bigger scale, and he built the numerous buildings at that time when my brother Lewis and Jacob went into business with him, and later on my brother Aaron, who graduated from Carnegie Tech, attended. Then the buildings which we built of some interest were the Hebrew Institute building on Center Avenue, the Montefiore Hospital, the Taylor Alderdice School, the Scott Township School, high school building, the B'nai Israel Synagogue, the Beth Shalom Synagogue, and numerous downtown buildings, among which was the Select Furniture Building near Rosenbaum. And there was also numerous housing developments in which my brothers built later. One of the buildings, housing developments in the 20s was the Northumberland Street housing development. Later on, the Swickley housing development, Shady Crest in Beachview, and Mellermont housing development, which had 367 units. And later on, I joined the firm after having been with the Department of Justice in Washington, assigned as a United States Attorney, Assistant United States Attorney in Pittsburgh, in the Eminent Domain Department, and I did some tax appeal work for the U.S. Attorney also. On our DeWitty Street residence, there were numerous families of Jewish origin, among some Gentiles, but it was a very nice neighborhood where most of the residents were actually in some kind of business. They were the Rosenbergs across the street from us who were in the leather business. The Goldsteins were in the millinery business. The Harrises were in the furniture business. And there was attorney A.C. Stein as a resident, and Charlie Sachs was an attorney who lived nearby on the Witte Street, whose family later went to Hollywood in the movie business. There were the Rubens in the insurance business. The Rubensteins were in the wallpapering business, and numerous other residents. There was Dr. Tolov and Dr. Zabarenko's family. The Torches, Dave Torch was an attorney, and his father was in the grocery business. At the time I was on Dinwiddie Street, I did a lot of shopping with my dad. I was seemed to be the one who was appointed as principal shopper because I was a pretty strong kid and could carry all the packages. And I got to learn all the cuts of the meat at that time. We walked down to Logan Street at that time. On the corner of Logan and Fifth was a Tisherman Bakery. There was also the Gilman Fish Market on Fifth Avenue, and Izzy Steinberg's Butcher Shop on the Logan Street, where my dad would walk in and say, "I'll take half of that cow, just cut it up." The trips to Logan Street were very informative and enjoyable.
Stop